KABCW.
N8APX.
N8APX, N8NXP Portable.
Hey, good morning. You going to the meeting? I will not be. I'm headed towards your area to go play with fire hoses today.
You guys gonna burn down a building?
No, that's on the 18th. We just got regular practicals today, but we're doing water supplies and master streams and stuff like that, so we're setting up apparatus on the state dock.
Well, we'll look for you. We're gonna be over at the ship working this afternoon after the meeting. Did Dell get a hold of you?
Affirm. Yep, I've got all the details on that. Drake and I are linked up with him. I think we're going to be okay.
Well, still got all that extra supplies in that building, too.
Yeah, I wanted to make it to the meeting this morning. Totally didn't realize that I wasn't going to be able to until like 2 days ago. I'm like, oh yeah, I got practicals this Saturday. When the snow is officially gone, we'll have to throw together another work bee. I'll get my hands on a trailer. We'll get the rest of that stuff out of there.
Okay. And you heard that levering's up under the auspices of a real estate agent.
Now that I did not hear. I'll have to dig into that.
I'll be honest with you. After the class I took at Interop this year, I wouldn't touch a commercial tower any farther than I could throw a bull elephant with all the new requirements you got to do every 3 and 5 years.
Well, maybe we won't mess with it then. I don't know. Feel it out from the group. It's up to the group what I do with that, I guess.
Well, after what I tell them, I know what their answer is going to be, because we don't have deep pockets. One of the inspections is $3,000 for guide wire. The cement inspection is $15,000 to start. So I don't know where we'd get the money.
I would say we wouldn't. It's too rich for my blood.
I figured you'd think that way once you heard the prices. Yeah, it's outrageous, the new requirements that have come out and you've got to do. Guide wires is 3 years and the cement is 5 years, so. No, thank you. And that tower's old enough and not been really taken care of that well, so. So long.
Yep. Well, what's the, you said a real estate agent's looking at it?
You want to go over to channel 2 on 8?
I don't have it on me. I'll catch up with you after I'm done with practicals today.
Yeah, we'll probably be on the ship. Okay. Have fun. N8MXP.
Yeah, will do. Well, if you're working the ship, just give me a bump once you're done for the day. N8ATX. Chuck, hope you guys have a great day today. There's a couple of you.
Good morning, Toby. Nelson, I heard you. I'm not going to be making the meeting this morning. I got practical. So, one of the things I was just talking to Chuck about was, once the snow's completely gone, see if we can throw together a work bee to get the crossroads. I will provide a trailer.
Yeah, for some reason your audio dropped out. Signal's there, but audio's gone. Yeah, I overheard what you were saying there with Chuck, so we'll have to catch up at some point. That's all new to me. So, yep, I know you're busy today. No problem. Hope you have a good time. Chuck, I'll see you at the meeting. W8NWO.
This is almost over. I'm inside a month before I take all my tests. So, wrapping up soon, and then I'll be able to be at more meetings and stuff. So, all right, you guys have a good day. I'm not too far out, so I'm going to drop out. N8APX.
Today, don't get lifted off by the hose off the ground, Make sure you don't trust the pressure too much. Nelson, I'm looking for you.
Well, I'm right here. Wherever this is, I don't know, but I'm right here.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I don't know how long I'll stay in range here. I'm kind of going into a valley. But, yeah, good morning, Toby.
Yeah, I know. You're on your way up for a meeting. I got a lot coming up this month, too. I got to see about other things, too. Well, I got to get a hold of somebody for Vol County Search and Rescue, one of the guys that... I got to figure out what frequency I need to put into a radio, so I got to get a hold of him today. Because I'm setting up a grab bay to keep in my locker if they have to come up and do a search and rescue up here or something, or search. So I'm putting all that together.
Sounds good. Oh, that'll keep you busy.
Yeah, and I found they bought some FT5Rs, so they're going to get into EPRS a little bit, too, sounds like. Talking to the one guy over here, over by Clay, or Lake Bel Air, we were talking, and he said, oh, yeah, they bought some FT5s. So there we go. So, yeah. So, okay, I bet you're glad seeing the snow gone.
Oh, yeah, most of the snow.
Oh, yeah, I am here, too. So, okay, Nelson, talk to you later. KC8, VSU, have a good one.
I dropped out of range.
W8NWO and 8DMH.
Morning,
Bruce. Hey, Nelson, is there going to be a Zoom link or Zoom room or whatever for the meeting today?
No, I hadn't planned on setting anything up like that. I didn't even bring a computer, to be honest.
Okay. I had some news about towers and stuff that I need to share, but I can't physically be there.
Gotcha. No, I didn't really have a lot on the agenda for today. I was hoping it would be a fairly short, quick meeting. So, Darren, do you want to call in? I'll put you on speakerphone.
Yeah, that'll work. Probably around 10-ish.
Yeah, or if you want, I can just call you when we're settled and whatnot.
Yeah, that'll work too. Let's just bank on that. And I don't have it's not a whole lot, but it's important.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. Why don't we get our business meeting out of the way, and then I'll call you. So it might be more like 10:20, 10:30, something like that.
Okay, yeah, that works for me. I will plan accordingly.
Okay, sounds good. I will look forward to the update. WNW. All
right, DMH Corp.
Good morning, this is KE8RKX. New guy here, looking for anybody who might have information on a potential club meeting of some kind at Fillmore's in Petoskey this morning.
Good morning, Ryan. This is K8BCW. Yeah, I have the details on the CCESPO meeting if you'd like them.
Hey, good morning. Great. Just looking for confirmation that that's still on this morning. If so, I'll plan to head over and introduce myself, if that's all right.
Yeah, I attended their meeting last month. This is the Charlevoix, Sheboygan, and Emmett County Emergency Management Group. So there's some really great stuff to be discussed and learned. So they're having breakfast at Fillmore's, I think, at 9 o'clock. Let me double-check the email. And then at 10 o'clock, they go over to the Emmett County Emergency Management Building, which is on Epler Road, like directly behind the casino.
Copy that. Great. I'll plan to stop over there for breakfast this morning, see if I can introduce myself and meet some folks, and check it out. Appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I couldn't make the meeting today, but good group of folks, and introduce yourself, let them know you're a friend of mine, and that you weren't able to make the last one. So have fun, and I'll shoot you a text with the address for the building where the meeting's going to be held as well. Catch you later, K8DCW.
Hey, good morning, Bentley, and good morning to the KE8 station. I missed your name. This is Nelson, W8NWO, and I look forward to meeting you. Bentley's information is correct. As long as Fillmore's is still open, that's where we're hoping to meet. And so I look forward to seeing you there. We usually gather in the back room at Fillmore's, so you can just march right in, go right down to the back room, and introduce yourself, and we'll be looking for you. W8NWO.
Yeah, that's great. Nice to meet you, Nelson and Bentley. Thank you very much. Hopefully see you guys shortly. KEAKX.
Thank you. N6QBY, El Dorado Hills, California, monitoring.
K8BCW. K8BCW.
WDABX listening, 14714, Lakely, Illinois. K8BZW.
Yeah. 6, Kilo Delta 8, Delta Alpha X-ray. Zach from Rainbow Lake, mobile and monitoring. On the KD at IEK, it's a go repeater.
K8BCW.
KF8FID standing by. Now they heard me. They know I'm listening.
WASAS testing.
Well, you're in loud and clear, WVADX.
So when did this repeater get back up?
Oh, the question is which repeater are you on? This is a Link system. I'm actually on a the Lake Leelanau repeater, the 14714 over here. So, there you go.
Gotcha. Lake Leelanau, huh? Well, I'm over near Mayo, and this antenna was down for about a year due to the ice storm. It was linked before, so apparently it got back up. Good talking to you.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I couldn't tell you when they got that going again. I know I've heard a few people on it and talking on it, but I never knew it was even down, so there you go. But, all right. Well, you have a good evening. I'm just going to sit here and play radio, WDAVX.
All right, cool. Thanks,
WAVX.
We had a double in there. Who was the other gentleman in there?
The call is N8YQJ, November 8th, Yankee, Quebec, Juliet. And I see my walkie-talkie's been on the repeater. I stepped in here because the dogs are going crazy. I see my walkie-talkie was on Echolink here. And so I was just curious where this repeater was located.
Well, there's actually so many repeaters on the system, so I think they've got stuff all the way up into the Sioux and several places downstate. So it's kind of a neat system, but I couldn't give you all the locations. I'm not that versed.
But it's located in Michigan, I take it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't think there's anything out of state as of yet, but I do know that they've got Echolink and a few other digital modes that are linked into the system, so it's not unheard of to hear people from out of state on it.
Yeah, when I did an Echolink search for some repeaters here in Michigan, this was just one of them. I'm showing N9KOP. That's why I was making sure it wasn't like a Wisconsin repeater. And no big deal. Glad just to hear some activity on it. Just got back a few minutes ago, and I heard you gentlemen talking. So, name here is Ralph. We're located in Onondaga, Michigan. And I won't keep you. I'm getting hungry anyways. Go get some of that pizza that we bought earlier and warm it up. I'm thinking in my mind, since you said that there's that many repeaters connected, I wonder if it's a part of the IRA here in Michigan.
I'm negative. It is not part of the IRA. And the majority of the repeaters are in what would be considered District 7. Although we do have some repeaters that are outside of that, the majority is the tip of the Mint. And, in fact, that's where this one is located. We've got one in Traverse City, Petoskey. We got the one over a mile. So we've got quite a few up in this neck of the woods, although, like I say, we've got a couple that are outside of that, but the majority are right here.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm really familiar with Petoskey and Pepper City and all that stuff. We normally would always vacation on the west side of the state, Silver Lake. We'd go up to Silver Lake at least 3 weeks a year, and we'd park the camper and go up to Ludington and then up to Traverse City and all that stuff. So. Okay, very good. Won't keep you. I'm going to go find something to eat. It sounds like a good system. I haven't been on the IRA system in a long time. But when you told me there was that many repeaters connected together, it just made me wonder. So I'd have to keep this one kind of handy. So, I'll listen to it a little more often. 73 for now. Thanks for the info. N8YQJ.
All right, sounds good. And, always welcome. I would love to hear people on it. I'm actually sitting here just playing some FT8 on 30 meters. So I'm going to be up for a while just kind of tinkering. So have a good evening. WD8DX listening.
Okay, very good. Yeah, that's one mode I've never played around with. Spent a lot of time on HF, run a lot of CW, but I never played around with FT8. So, okay, thanks for the info. 73, NAYQJ.
KDADAX, I was wondering that Onondaga station, are you coming through the MFU repeater, possibly?
Well, don't tell me you guys are linked up with MSU, because MSU repeater It just doesn't have very good coverage. I can't hit that thing when I'm on campus. So I know a lot of the guys over there from the away. So don't tell me you're linked up with MSU. I know they've got an Echolink connection to it, but I can never get on the repeater, and I should be hitting it with ease from the Lansing, East Lansing, MSU area, and it's almost like the repeater doesn't even exist. So I don't know. No, I'm coming through. This is N9KOP dash R. So N9KOP repeater, or link, I should say.
Yeah, okay, copy that. Yeah, I am linked. I've been linked for almost a year. The Ithaca repeater or the Alma repeater up here in Grand County. So I'm the KD8DIX dash R is my Echolink node. And I've had the Ithaca or Alma repeater linked through my house here at Rainbow Lake, which I'm in the driveway. I just got home from DeWitt, but I've had it linked to MSU, and then now we're working with the guys up at the Northern Michigan Link, so I've been linking us.
Oh, you know, it's been for a while since I...
with MSU and Northern Michigan. Oh, yeah, so I don't know how long ago you tried the MSU repeater. I mean, it is a 70-centimeter repeater.
And I'm telling you, I'm sitting underneath the repeater, and I can't hit it with a handle.
There's a lot of work on it last year.
And we have five dogs, and they are just excited that we're home.
So I'm guessing maybe...
we've been over working on my...
I get it full scale over at my office.
White motorcycle. She bought a motorcycle. We put a new cage on, a new seat. That's over at her son's house right now. Rebuilding the carburetor. Been over there since about, I don't know, 6 o'clock. So we just came in the door. But yeah, you know, I work on campus, and I can't get into that thing on campus unless something has changed. So I might have to revisit that. I know I ain't going to be able to hit it from out here because all I got is an HF and, you know, I've got handhelds and stuff. I don't got an outdoors antenna for VHF, UHF. Just got the HF rig set up out here in Onondaga. So my... if you put my call sign in, because we still own the house in East Lansing where my son's living there right now, I've got to do an address change. Well, it should come up East Lansing. But, yeah, I didn't know MSU repeaters linked up with anything except for Echolink. I'm going to have to, like I say, take another look at that repeater. I know... they, the club, they have meetings, and I went to a few of them. They call themselves the Friends of the MSU Repeater. NAYQJ.
Yeah, I must have timed out. I'm not sure where I dropped off there, but when I unkeyed, you were talking, so I'm like, I must have timed it out. But yeah, the WMSU-R is on Echolink and on All-Star. And then it does digital and stuff too. I think they've got DMR or Fusion or something going through it too. So it's linked up with other digital stuff too. So yeah, it's all, they've got it all, they got it all tricked out. NT0YJ has done a lot of good stuff. Multiple guys have done a lot of work on it. So I've worked with Jake quite a bit. He's a good dude. Very smart with all that stuff. But yeah, it's got Echolink and All-Star and digital and stuff going through it. But it's got, yeah, they worked with Jeff down there in Mason, got some cans tuned up, got, like, I think an amp or something going on it now. I don't know. It's working way better now, the last year or so probably. So, yeah, next time you're in the area, check it out. So, all right, I could hear you out here, 7-3, is KDA-DIX, we'll be clear.
Oh, my God. KDA-DIX, that call sounds so familiar. Because I hang on the Aurelius 440 machine. quite often. I will have to check it out. I know Jeff and Mason real well. FWADO, he was one of the people that's really involved with the MSU system. And I always thought from the meetings that I would attend with the MSU group that it was more geared to trying to get people into the hobby on HF than what they was with the repeater, because it was, and it's probably been well over a year, if not 2 years, because I just gave up on it. So you're right. I appreciate the info. I'm going to have to check it out. You almost got me wanting to grab the handheld and see if I can hit it from here. But, no, Jeff and Mason is phenomenal. I've known him for many, many years. Photographed his daughter's wedding. As a matter of fact, he's got a cabin up in Silver Lake. And goes up there at least three to four days a week. And he's got a guy that works in the shop out there in Mason. So he's kind of like semi-retired. So, all right, I'm going to let you run. I got to call my son on the phone. I got to help him drop a vehicle off tomorrow. And thanks for the info on the MSU. I'll keep this repeater kind of handy. And I'll see what the changes are. N8YQJ. Oh, the name here is Ralph, too, if I didn't say that. But, God, your call sign sounds so familiar. I know we've talked many a times somewhere. Now I feel kind of stupid because I can't pull the name out.
Yeah, I'm sure we've talked. Your call sounded real familiar, too. Yeah, Zach, Zulu Adam Charles Henry, Zach from Rainbow Lake. Don and Julie McLean, adopted parents on the radio, MJJ, Christopher over there, chatted with him a bunch on the radio, on the Okemos machine. I've been on the Okemos machine a lot over the years, the 539, but it was over on Windsor Hill, well, when it was on Okemos, and then went to Windsor Hill over in, Charlotte, I guess, I don't know, Potterville, Charlotte over there. Windsor Hill, but yeah, and then went back to Okemos finally, and blah, 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 but yeah, Uncle Bob, KBDQQ, chatted with him, we used to, you know, the coffee break down, RAD, Rad's coffee break, went to that for years on Saturday nights, yeah, I'm sure we know each other, I'm sure we've chatted and probably met each other in person multiple times, but yep, yeah, I doubt you're going to be able to, from Onondaga, I doubt you're going to be able to get the MSU machine, I mean, it's working good. Working way better than it did for years. Yeah, it's been a couple of years. It was struggling for a long time, but they got it all fixed up, working way better now. So I don't know that it's working. It is still a 70-centimeter repeater with a relatively low height antenna and stuff, but they replaced all the feed line. It's had a bunch of major upgrades done to it. It works way better now. So, yeah, next time you're in the area, something, give it a go. Give it a shot. I think you'll be happy with it. 73s, KDADX, we'll be clear.
Okay, Zach, yeah, you, oh my God, me and Don used to talk a lot, and he was topic of conversation a couple of weeks ago on the Dew Drop In, because the Dew Drop In net every morning. It came from the net that Don used to run every day. I mean, Don would run that net from, oh, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning until about noon, sometimes even longer. So, yeah, no, I didn't make Rad's coffee break that much, but I've been there a number of times. So I knew Don and Julie real well. Matter of fact, Don, when he got licensed, when he was studying for the exam, I got licensed just 4 or 5 months before he did, and he said that was one of his goals, to be able to talk to me, and then you know, after we started talking, we would had long conversations, and he put it in perspective. He watched my kids grow up over the years from us talking back and forth and talking about what the kids were doing and all that stuff. So, and I know Bob real well, KBADQQ, because I was a photographer for many years, and Bob ran it, shot a lot of weddings and did a lot of the similar stuff. So, know just about everybody you mentioned. And Scott, W8ATT, and the list just goes on and on. So, all right, 73. You got to be back out of here when you start mentioning names. But you got to call my son, get a little pizza in me, because it's after 10 now. So take care, 73s. Looking forward to talking to you again. NAYQJ.
73s. Good chat with you. Have a good evening. KDAJX, we'll be clear.
KDAFKW, I'm monitoring.